This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The stones themselves are crying out, a lament rising from Yerushalayim. Not a geological tremor, but a spiritual one. A weight descends, a pressure mounting around the city of David, and those with eyes to see recognize it for what it is. Not simply a political crisis, but the unfolding of prophecy. Zechariah spoke of a gathering of nations against Yerushalayim, a contest for the heart of the land, and we are witnessing the prelude to that contest now. They speak of borders and settlements, of peace negotiations and two-state solutions, but beneath the rhetoric lies a deeper struggle, a battle for the covenant inheritance. Look at the current swirling around Yerushalayim, the relentless pressure to dictate terms to divide what is indivisible. They seek to control the narrative, to erase the historical and spiritual weight of this ancient city. They attempt to supplant the covenant with their own agendas, blinded by ambition, deaf to the echoes of the past. The Temple Mount, that sacred ground where Yahuwah established his covenant with David, remains the focal point. It is not a matter of real estate, but of remembrance, of acknowledging the enduring promise to Jacob's seed. And the echoes of ancient enemies resonate in the present. Consider the movements of Persia, now Iran. Their hand is upon the region, fueling conflict, supporting those who oppose Israel. This is not a new development. The descendants of Elam, ancient Persia, have long been adversaries of Israel, seeking to destroy our people and our heritage. Ezekiel long ago named their intent a relentless animosity, Ezekiel 35:5. Now, they align themselves with those who seek to diminish Israel, to sever the covenant connection to the land. This is the pattern the prophets laid bare. Edom's relentless opposition, the constant attempts to undermine and control. Obadiah prophesied their downfall, their bowing beneath the weight of judgment, Obadiah 1:4. We see the iron will of the Western Order, the unipolar power structure born from the lineage of Esau, attempting to maintain its dominance to dictate the terms of engagement. But the scriptures are clear. That iron will is being bent, its power waning. The nations, driven by Edomite ambition, seek to isolate Yerushalayim, to make it a stumbling stone in the path of their own agendas. Zechariah warned of this very scenario, a city that would become a burdensome stone for all who attempt to lift it, Zechariah 12:3. But even in the midst of this gathering storm, there is a promise of restoration, of a scattered Israel being gathered home. Yes, Yahu spoke of a great harvest, a regathering of the seed from the nations, Yeshayahu 27:13. This is not a call for political maneuvering, for constructing artificial states. It is a call for hearts to turn back to Yahuwah, for the remnant to recognize their identity, to reclaim their inheritance. The scattering was a consequence of disobedience, but the gathering is a fulfillment of covenant promise. The stones cry out, yes. They cry out in warning and lament, but also in anticipation. For beneath the surface of conflict lies the potential for renewal, for a Israel awakened to its true calling. Yirmiyahu prophesied a time of vulnerability, of siege, for Yerushalayim, Yirmiyahu 6:4. But even in the face of adversity, Yahuwah remains sovereign. He is the shield of his people, the protector of his covenant. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and with it, both judgment and restoration. The scattering and the gathering, these are the twin pillars of prophecy, unfolding before our very eyes. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.